What makes us one?
我们为什么是合一的呢？
I speak English, you speak Mandarin.
我说的是中文，他说的是英文。
I'm a white African.
我是白种人，是南非人。
And you are Chinese and others.
你大多数都是华人跟其他种族的人。
But we are one.
但是我们都是一体的。
Because the same Christ in me is in you, in you, in you, in you, in you. Christ in us makes us one.
因为同样在我里的基督，在你们每一个人心里都是一样的基督。
And therefore,
所以
we care for one another.
我们就彼此相爱。
That makes us one.
我们就成为一体。
If we care for one another,
如果我们真的彼此相爱的话，
we are really following Jesus Christ.
我们就真的是他的跟随者。
Let me tell it, make this illustration.
另外一个比喻。
I heard of a man, a Chinese man, who wanted to buy a very, very, very special gift for his wife.
我听说有一个中国人想要买一个非常特别的礼物送给他太太。
So he bought a very expensive Chinese vase.
所以他买了一个非常昂贵的中国的瓷器。
And he put it there in a prominent place in his house.
在他家里面放在最显著的地方上。
So that when people come there, they say, "That's nice."
然后因为人客来的时候就说，哇，这个太漂亮了。
And he feels very proud.
他就会很自豪。
Now one day, one of his friends came there.
那有一天他的朋友来了。
And he took the thing like that.
他去动了那个瓷器。
Threw it like this, he said, "What is this?"
扔来扔去，说这是什么东西。
And the man said, "That thing."
那个人说那个那块瓷器。
Has cost me $100,000.
是十万块钱啊。
So he was threatened. He said, "Sorry."
对不起。
Very careful, put it down.
非常小心地放下来。
What did it cost God to make you His child?
上帝把你变成他的子民，到底付出了什么代价呢？
100,000?
十万块钱吗？
No, no, much more.
当然是远超十万块钱。
It cost Him the blood of His own Son.
那个价钱是他自己儿子的宝血。
And if we look at one another,
所以当我们看我们彼此的时候，
what did it cost God? What did it cost Christ to make Him my brother?
当上帝把他成为我的兄弟的时候，所付出的代价到底有多大呢？
We will be careful how we handle one another.
如果我们真切知道的话，我们就会很小心的彼此对待。
Because my brother and my sister is precious in God's eyes.
因为我的弟兄、我的姐妹在上帝的眼中是极为宝贵的。
Then we will not so quickly to use harsh words and rub one another's ears.
然后我们彼此讲话的时候，就不会用那么粗的语言来彼此激怒。
But we will be more careful.To wash one another's feet.
我们就会更加愿意来为彼此服侍，彼此洗对方的脚。
Because my brother and sister has been costed very, very expensive priced.
因为我的弟兄、我的姐妹是以重价买赎回来的。
Handle with care.
所以你要非常小心的处理。
Even when they are sick.
即使他们生病的时候。
Even when they are afflicted.
即使他们身患重病的时候。
In the area where I taught for many years,
在我教课的这个地区
among the Zulu people in a rural area,
在非洲朱鲁这个部落的地方
there were many, many people dying of HIV/AIDS.
有许多人因着染上艾滋病，所以将死亡。
There were many orphans.
也有许多的孤儿。
I was just a teacher teaching theology.
那个时候我只是普通教神学的老师罢了。
But I saw students in the class. They are so poor, they don't even have warm clothes in the winter.
但是我看见我的学生当中有一些连衣服都没有，冬季的时候就非常寒冷。
I took some of my clothes in my cupboard and I gave it to students.
所以我拿了我一些的衣服分给我的学生。
Now you see, I'm tall.
我是非常高大的。
Some of them are short.
那些学生都很小。
So my jacket was hanging on their knees.
所以他穿起来就到他膝盖那么长。
But at least it gave them some warmth.
但是至少会带来一些温暖。
Then we realized we must take our theology to the streets.
然后我就开始了解到，我必须把神学带到街上去。
So out of this theological seminary,
所以这个神学讲座、神学大会以后
，we established a community development organization.
我们就开始有社区发展的这个委员组成。
And we established at the churches of our students care centers for orphans.
而在我们同学生们的教会里面，我们开始有孤儿这个管理的中心。
In the end, we had five, each one of them caring for 100 to 200 children.
到后来，我们设立了五个孤儿托管中心，每一个可以有几百个孤儿。
They come in the morning, they get food.
早上他们来的时候至少有
吃 they go to school.
他们可以上学
they come back, they have a good lunch.
然后 回家的时候还有好的午餐
and then people we trained taught them how to use computer, help them with school work, do Bible studies with them.
我们也训练他们怎么用电脑怎么做圣经的这个研究等等
then we realized there are some of those very, very sick people, they are dying. They are lying in a little shack and they are dying.
然后我们发现有许多小木屋里面有许多垂死的病人。
There's nobody to care for them.
没有人管他们。
There's no hospital nearby.
也没有好的医院。
So we bought an old house.
所以我们买了一间旧屋。
We pleaded all around the world to help us.
我们到世界各地叫人来参与这个工作。
So we could get our own doctor and we could get our own nurses.
这样子一来，我们可以有自己的医生、自己的护士团队。
We started only with five patients, terminally ill patients.
开始的时候，我们只有五位已经垂死的病人。
Eventually,
到后来
more than 500 people went through that place.
整个地方已经处理了超过五百个病人。
And many of them became even better.
很多人其实会痊愈。
With this sickness, HIV/AIDS,
特别是这个艾滋病。
If you can find a patient quickly enough,
如果在早期的时候
，and he gets antiretroviral medicine regularly,
你给他免疫的这一个药物的话
，he can live a normal life.
他可以过比较正常的生活。
Christ in you,
基督在你里面。
Handle with care.
所以你要非常小心地处理这个生命。
Jesus said that is the sign that we are following him.
主耶稣说，这一个将表示你是在跟随他的。
By this the world will know that you are my disciples.
通过这样的举动，整个世界就知道你是我的跟随者。
Love one another.
什么举动呢？就是要彼此
相爱。But then the last point in this verse.
但是这一个经节最后一点。
He says it is Christ in you is the hope.Of eternal life.
就是基督在你心里面是永远的盼望。
That means if I know Christ is in me.
就是说，如果我确实知道基督在我心里面
，I'm no longer afraid to die.
我不再对死亡有恐惧。
The one in me.
因为在我里面的
is the one who has conquered death.
已经得胜死亡。
He was resurrected from his grave.
他从死里复活。
And he is carrying me through to him when I die.
所以当我死的时候，他将把我带去。
And on the other side of death,
但是在死亡的另外一边
I will look into the face of someone that loved me so much.
我将会看见一个面孔，这一个人那么的爱我
that he gave his life for me.
甚至愿意舍他的生命给了我。
Christ in you.
所以基督在你里面。
The hope of eternal life.
是我们永远永生的盼望。
Now one last word.
最后一句。
Christ is not automatically in everybody.
基督不是自动性的跑进每个人的身上。
You need to invite him.
你需要邀请他进来。
We read that well-known verse.
在圣经里面。
Revelation 3:20.
启示录第三章第二十节。
Where it says, "Look, I stand at the door and I knock."
看啊，我在门外敲门。
And those who open for me, I will come in and live with him.
开门的，我将进去与他同在。
How does Christ knock?
基督怎么去敲门呢
？On your life,
在你生命里面怎么敲你的门
？He knocks with his voice.
他以他的声音来敲门。
Where I worked, I could understand that very well.
当我工作的时候，我非常理解这一句话的意思。
The Zulu culture,
在 Zulu 这一个部落里面
，You never go to a man's front door and you knock on the door.
他们的习俗是你不会到人的家门前去敲门。
No, You go in front of his house, you stand in the street.
你其实要得到他房子的面前站在街上。
And then you say, Coco, Coco.
然后你说 Coco, Coco.
Then they hear your voice.
他听见你的声音。
They open the door.
才会开门。
They smile and they say, Come in and have fellowship with us.
他会说微笑，他说你进来我家做我的人客吧。
Every time when the gospel is preached,
每一次福音被传的时候，
God is standing before you and me.
上帝就是站在你的面前。
And God says through His Word,
上帝以他的话语跟我们说话。
Coco, Coco,
Coco, Coco.
And then we need to say, as we sang earlier this night, Precious Lord.
我们要好像刚才所唱的，亲爱的主。
Please have fellowship with me.
你来跟我团契吧。
Jesus said that he said in John 14 when the Holy Spirit comes.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十四章说，当圣灵来的时候，
The Holy Spirit will teach you that you are in me and I am in you.
圣灵将告诉你说，基督在你里面，你也在基督里面。
That makes us one.
所以我们是一体的。
May God help you to experience Christ in you.
愿上帝使你经历基督在你里面。
The hope of eternal life.
它是我们永远的盼望。
Can we pray together?
那我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful, wonderful message.
主，我们为着这个信息来感谢你。
That you are not far from us.
因为你不是在遥远的地方。
That you, Lord Jesus, came to us.
主耶稣亲自来到我们面前。
And through your Holy Spirit, you live in your children.
通过你的圣灵，你住在你的子民心里面。
We pray that everyone here must experience that.
我们祈祷我们所有的人都会有这样的经历。
And that you change our whole life.
你要改变我们的一生。
That we can say, Christ in me.
然后我们就可以宣称基督确实在我里面。
Christ in all of us.
基督在我们所有属他的人里面。
That's the hope of eternal life.
这就是我们永远的盼望。
Be with your children here.
主耶稣以我们你的子民同在，在马来西亚的子民，
in China,
在中国的子民，
in Singapore,
在新加坡的子民，
and all these Chinese-speaking countries.
所有讲华语的地区。
Let your name be glorified.
让你的名得到荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.